50th anniversary of the Stonewall riots. Today is the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall riots. Half a century ago, in the early hours of this morning, police raided the Stonewall Inn, a bar in the gay area of New York, and then faced an almighty backlash. This spurred the gay liberation and pride movements over the succeeding decades. Raids in gay clubs in New York were a usual occurrence, as police would come in, extort money from the owners, arrest some visibly different people, those in drag for example, and be on their way. On this night, the raid at this bar, which was the second in a week, saw police brutality and many people were thrown out. It is believed a black lesbian called Stormé de Lavery called out for help after being arrested, and frequenters of the bar rose up and decided to fight back. This sparked protests lasting for days and led to marches being held in New York and cities across America for the next year. And then in London, the first official pride took place in March in 1972. The Stonewall riots were monumental in bringing about change. In the UK, up until 1967, gay and bisexual men could still face a maximum life sentence. The riots in New York were the catalyst to bring about further changes of equality, but there has been strong resistance, meaning change was slow. In 1988, a law known as Section 28 was passed, which stopped teachers from promoting gay relationships. It is believed that this altered the culture of even talking about homosexuality in schools. This was overturned only in 2003. In the year 2000, gay people could now join the armed forces. In 2002, gay people were allowed to adopt. 2004 was the year civil partnerships for homosexuals was allowed. And 2008 meant it was illegal to encourage homophobic hatred. Gay marriage was made legal in 2013. There has been such a shift in the law and attitudes have slowly changed, but there is still so much to be done. There are still countries around the world where homosexuality is illegal. In the UK, there is still some homophobia and hatred to some members of the LGBTQ+ society. It has become too common to hear about the sudden rise in transphobia. This needs to change. At the end of May, I wrote about a few events I'd attended so far that month and about more to come. Last week, I attended the Edinburgh Pride and went to a wonderful gay club in Glasgow, which I will soon write about. We will be attending some more prides over the coming months. A few years ago, I remember speaking to some ignorant and rather obnoxious people in, of all places, a gay bar. When I told them about the Pride events I'd attended, Manchester, Leeds, London, Paris, to name a few, they turned their noses up and spoke about its tackiness. They suggested that with its flamboyance and slightly over-the-top nature of the parades and the after-parties, that it drew too much attention and was just not needed. Rubbish. They did mention about the commercialisation of prides, and to some extent I agree. With massive corporate sponsorship, enormous float for the big banks and shops, join the parades. The question can be raised of whether this is supporting the case, or if it's just profiting from the pink pound. As highlighted above, the Stonewall riots called for equality for a prosecuted minority. Alas, in general, Pride events that take place now do not only celebrate being gay, but do remember the struggles that got us to where we are today and should be a reminder that there is still more to be done. If you have never attended before, and especially if you are LGBTQ+, go to a Pride. Show your support. Prides usually have many stalls and opportunities to find out about groups that can offer help and support. The parades and the gatherings are festival-like and are meant to be enjoyed. It is a safe space to be who you are. Samuel.